girlies. Welcome back to another episode of the Glow Up Secrets podcast. My name is Alicia Gogan, the host of the Glow Up Secrets podcast, where I help you expand your mind, become more self-aware, and glow up into the best version of yourself. So, girlies, the other day I came to a realization, and the realization was, if this was your last summer being single, how would you spend it? And this is why I came to this realization. I've been going through a lot of transformation in my life, especially these past like 2 months. It's just been crazy. I've been saying this at work. Like this past week, I have lived 18 lives. I have experienced every range of emotion. I have put out so much and created so much content because I was also in such a flow state. And just like so much has been happening on an energetic level. And I am pretty spiritual. So like, forgive me if you don't want to hear about that, but that is definitely a part of my journey. And I just think that something is happening. Something has been happening. And of course, there's a few things in my life that had created all of these realizations that I have come to right now. And this is why I think life is so beautiful, because you get to experience different people in your life, jobs, a video, a book, something that ends up steering you into into the direction that you need to go in your life. And if you are tapped more into your higher self, you can end up observing all of these lessons that you have been learning and going through, and you can just see so much beauty in it. And right now, I think that that's what I'm observing in my own life right now is like, I'm a single 26-year-old woman. I am stepping fully into my womanhood. I am doing so many different types of healing modalities and things in my life that are really changing the way that I show up in life. And they're strengthening my relationship with myself. I am learning how to trust the universe more. I am learning how to step into my femininity. And in doing that, my energy has been changing. And when your energy changes, your life changes. And what I mean by your life changes is like, of course, more opportunities come to you. You meet new people. You start to see like beautiful things in your life that are like, wow, this is happening because I made this mental shift, or I changed my energy and my vibration and just like how I've been feeling lately. And now like I'm coming in contact with this opportunity or that opportunity, like just all of that kind of stuff. And not only that, I'm enjoying the process, and I think it's just so beautiful. And the other day I was just thinking about my life again, like what I said, I'm single, I'm 26 years old, or did I say that? I don't remember. Either way, I'm single and I'm 26 years old, okay? This thought, this download came into my head, and it was like, what if this was your last summer being single? And this is what I mean by this. It is, again, your mind is going to go to being like the single girl summer, like hot girl summer. I'm not talking about that. My intention is to find a partner in my life that I feel like really connected to, and I love them, and like I can have a family and all of this kind of stuff. Like I have all of these goals, right? And I know that the more that I step into who I truly am, I'm really going to match up with that person. Like I know that I am. And that is not to tell myself like I need to be perfect and then I'm going to find this person. Like this person can come who knows when this person's going to come. But that is one of my big goals, you know, like, of course, like I want love and I want a family and all this kind of stuff. But on the flip side, the way that I've been living my life right now, like the past few months, just again, like I said, all of these shifts and this deep connection that I'm starting to create with myself as a woman, I'm starting to realize that this type of work that I'm putting into myself and connecting deeply to myself feels so good and is creating such an insane life for me, that if I just intentionally keep putting more energy into this, building this relationship with myself, this can lead me to somewhere insane, like so great, and it's somewhere where I need to go, and I know I need to go there. And I was just thinking, like, on one hand, I have these goals to want to be, you know, again, find that relationship and that husband and this, that. But imagine this, and this is what I imagined to make me kind of question myself, was what if I found my dream man at the end of this year? Let's say he came into my life, we aligned and this, that, and like, and we end up getting married and having kids and like literally we're married forever. When I'm like 40 years old, still married to this man, am I gonna look back and be like, I wish that I spent some time in my life that I was truly deeply in a relationship with myself? Like, I knew that I was in a relationship with myself and I continued to nurture that relationship with myself. And I realized that like, I have never really gone through that period of life. Like, I have definitely spent time in between relationships. I'm not a big relationship girl. Like, I've dated a lot of guys. I've had some serious relationships. So I guess, like, you know, I'm well seasoned. But usually, and I can guarantee you some of you girls can relate, sometimes, you know, like, let's say we're not really like in a relationship with somebody, like summer's coming and we just think, okay, I'm just gonna like be single for the summer and have a relationship with myself. And then we work on ourselves for like 2 weeks and then we go out and then we do the same thing over and over and we realize like we're unhappy and then we want to go like find another guy or like be in a healthy relationship and then we long for that relationship and we kind of do that over and over. And that's fine. Like, if you want a relationship, then amazing. But I feel like I never really capitalized and took that time that I would always tell myself that I was taking in terms of like, oh, I'm going to be single and just work on myself. Like, I never really went deep and committed to myself. And this doesn't mean that I'm committing to not being in a relationship. I am very much so open. And I feel like the more that I create a healthier relationship with myself and step into my femininity, only then I'm going to be even more open to receiving, because that's what feminine energy is all about. And personally, in my experience, like that's the lesson right now, or the journey, I guess, chapter in my life that I'm learning how to step more into. And that is not just like femininity on like a physical level, like the way that I look or just like the things that I'm interested in. It's more like literally healing and becoming more into that energy of receiving and trusting and not feeling so afraid of so many things in my life, because that has been my journey. I've been afraid of so many things in my life. I would overthink about everything. I would trust in nothing. I would be very contradictory between like what I believe and what I would say that I believed, but then how I would act. Really unhealthy relationship with money, not trusting that there's ever going to be enough money. Like, all of these things are very wounded masculine or sometimes feminine energy. And I'm really learning how to heal that energy within myself. And when you do that, you end up attracting all of the things that are meant for you anyways, right? Like, I think we come into this world very whole. Everyone has a different life journey. And I think that there's people that come into our lives and they influence us a certain way. And we have a certain set of parents and we get into a certain society, like all of these things. And then we become adults. And like me being 26, like now I'm learning how to not listen to every single belief that was given to me and try and change my perspective about the world and try and find what I truly think is like aligned with me versus what people have told me all my life. Like, all of these things, I think that that's the journey of life and what we're here to do. So I guess take that advice as, or whatever that was, as maybe just like a reminder anytime you're going through something. Like, when I'm going through something, I realize like this is a part of my journey. Once I learn how to get through this, whatever it means to get through this, I'm going to look back and be like, that was a piece of my little puzzle of my life. And I think that right now I'm in this season of learning what it means to be in a relationship with myself, seeing myself deeply, showing up how I should show up or want to show up in life versus just, again, all of these people, places, circumstances, things that have conditioned me to be and act a certain way. And that is that's a lot of conditioning. That's a lot of different beliefs. We're influenced by so many people. Like, it takes so much time to do. And so I feel like I'm really committed to that. And no wonder we don't usually change when we tell ourselves like, hey, I'm gonna be like single for the summer, work on myself. But then we like do it for like 3 weeks. Like, we just touch the surface. Like, and again, like, I've been that girl that's been in the self-improvement. Like, some of you guys might think that I'm always on this journey, and I am. But like right now in my life, I'm so immersed like very, very deeply on like on an energetic level, which I can really feel. And I think that that is changing a lot for me in like a quantum way, like very quickly, like way faster than doing things on a surface level. And I know I'm speaking very spiritual right now, but I think sometimes the things that I go through in my life are very like spiritual. And so that's why that's why I'm talking about it. I guess it's more so like be careful what you wish for, because I was thinking like if I look back in 40 years and realize like I didn't do this type of work, then I might regret it, you know? And I don't really regret anything, because again, I do think that everything we're going through is just like a piece of the puzzle, and we're learning and we're growing on this journey of life. But I don't, like, I want to look back when I'm 40 and be like, that time when I was 26 years old, I was like, I knew that I was single and that I could just really do the work. And it's not even about like doing the hard work and changing yourself, nothing like that. It's like literally just accepting that you are in this journey of like singlehood, and you're trying to learn yourself, learn your body, learn the way that you show up in life. And you're learning that you have a lot of power to be able to change your reality and what you want in your life. Like, I want to look back and say that I had that, and I do have that, and we all do have that. It's really about stepping into that energy of like, I'm going to claim this energy, and I'm just going to allow that this is going to be like my journey right now. And again, this is literally, it's not to, I'm not in the energy right now of like, I'm working on myself, like I'm putting in all this work, whatever. The way that I do everything, that I think that I've mentioned this in one of my podcast episodes just recently, all of this self-improvement and just learning about myself is coming from a very feminine energy moving forward in my life. I am not looking at anything that I'm trying to do, whether that's like a morning ritual or just like trying to expand my mind and in perspective around money, or just like anything from a place of like, I need to do this and get to this goal and then I'll have this and then I'll feel safe. Like, I'm not operating from that energy anymore. I am literally just going in the direction of where life is taking me, and where life is taking me right now is like being single at 26 and trying to pursue the things that I feel good doing. And I don't know where that's going to lead me. I don't know how much money that's going to bring to me or how it's going to bring to me, and it doesn't matter. I don't know if this is going to lead me to find my husband in a certain area of life, or like, you know, like whatever. It's just about like, I'm sitting back in my feminine energy, and I'm allowing things to come to me. Whatever comes to me, I'm going to work with it. I'm going to play with it. I'm going to try and understand it, versus like just using something as like an object for me to get to another goal in my life. Like, that is like very masculine energy, in which I am not doing anymore. And I think I've been in this energy. This is why I'm talking about it. I'm currently in this energy right now, and I'm telling you, it feels like I'm actually living. Like, I'm not just in my head waking up to do a morning routine so that I can get a certain goal. It's funny actually, because today I just came back from, not just came back, but this morning I went to my somatic therapist, and she's just so wise. Like, it's insane. Like, I feel like she's going to teach me so much in my life. And we were talking, and it's actually crazy, because even before I went to my somatic therapist this morning, last night I was watching a bunch of spiritual videos and whatever, and this girl, she was doing a ritual. And for people who are not into spirituality, you might just think like that's very witchy and very weird. And I mean, it definitely can come off like that. But even for me, that was the first time I was really watching somebody vlog themselves doing some type of ritual. And she was explaining just like what it means to be in ritual, and like how it can really get you in touch with your spiritual side, and like the things that you're thinking about, and how you're making it a daily practice, and what that like on an energetic level is going to do for your life. And I'm starting to really understand that. And that's probably just because like, that's just, I'm ready for that understanding in my life. So anyways, I saw that video and was like, interesting. Like, I want to see if I can try and find a way to like do a ritual myself in my life, because again, I feel like it's like almost like a feminine expression of just routine versus waking up and deciding like, I need to go and do a workout. Now listen, that can definitely be your ritual, but I want to find something that makes me feel a little bit better. And that's not to say I'm not going to work out, but it's like what I'm trying to find something that kind of really works with me versus listening to what somebody says on the internet and like, oh, okay, just wake up and do 5 pages of journaling. Like, okay, well, that doesn't feel necessarily right for me right now. So anyways, I watched that video, and then today when we were talking, she was like talking about how she likes her rituals, and she was explaining all of these things, and it's just like we got into so many different conversations. And then that led me to, like, she said, I think you should go to this, it's called The Rock Store, and it's like just like this crystal shop with like sage and just like all the spiritual things. If you were watching on my story on my Instagram, you saw that I was there. And she was like, yeah, like, I think you should just go and just like see, you know. And I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go, because I want to start to pick up pieces that are going to be a part of my morning ritual. And again, I'm going to talk about this once I actually create one. She's going to help me like create a whole little process in which I will absolutely show you guys and like talk about more. I got all of those things, and now I'm in my apartment, and I'm like looking at all of, like, I got these like tarot cards and just like crystals and like a beautiful candle and some incense and all of these things to just like make me feel more grounded and make me feel like I'm immersed more into this current journey that I'm living in, like this change, this transformation. These things are just, I got these crystals and all these things just to see where it takes me. Like, it's not really about like I'm buying this because like tomorrow morning I'm gonna like, I need to do this ritual and like it needs to create this outcome. Like, I'm literally just flowing. Like, that's really what it is. And it's crazy because thinking about the old me 5 years ago, I would never, like, I would have to like plan out all these things, and I'd have to know why, and I'd have to know how, and this, that. And so I don't really know where I was going with that, to be honest. I've been like losing my train of thought a lot when I've been recording today, but hopefully what I'm saying is kind of resonating. But yeah, I just was thinking the other day, like, I don't want to look back and not think that I had the chance to immerse myself in this period of my life and then I didn't. And honestly, if you're not single right now and you're still listening to this, you can absolutely try and use this energy in a relationship yourself, because I don't know. I just think that, like, I realized after a few things in my life recently, one of them, I basically kind of talked about it in my last podcast episode. I basically got ghosted by somebody, and it was like very, very out of the blue. And of course, like, I learned a lot from that. But I just started to realize, like, you know, when you get out of something and there's change, you, like, for me, at least, especially with like relationships, is that I'm starting to not only realize what I deserve, but I'm also realizing what I really want and what's really going to make me feel safe and good in my life. And I think that we don't need to settle, and a lot of us do, but I think that the more that you raise your standards and your expectations and you start to expand your mind and realize, like, there's so much more out there for you, whether that's a person or a place, circumstance, whatever, but it's really just about how are we going to get there. And me realizing, like, okay, when I get out of a relationship or any type of situation, I usually think, okay, like, what traits am I going to look for in the next relationship that are maybe even better than I got, or like, what did I miss? Like, all of these things, right? You learn a lot. And I just started to realize, like, if I want this beautiful, healthy, safe relationship that I've been longing for, and which will most likely change over time as I change myself, unless I really commit to where life wants to take me right now, which is clearly being single and immersing myself in these different practices. So again, it's not about like telling myself, like, you can't have this good, healthy relationship unless you work on yourself. I'm not coming in with that energy towards myself, but I'm coming into it more like, this is something that clearly the universe wants me to be in right now, is like this single era. And again, it's a different type of energy. It's not an energy of like, okay, like, I'm going to be single girl, hot girl summer. Like, I'm just going to look the hottest, and I'm going to change my body, and I'm going to go out, I'm going to go on a bunch of different dates, and I'm just going to keep my options open, and I'm going to have guys in my roster and these kind of things. Like, I'm going very much so like deep, energetic, spiritual immersion, I guess. And that is, again, not to mean that I'm going to be like in my head, like in my apartment doing rituals all summer, which I probably will do a lot of them. I'm still, your girl is still going to go out 100%. But it's just, it's a different energy. I'm not thinking of the single girl summer as the typical single girl summer. I think that the things that I truly want in my life and that I know that are there, I'm going to be aligned with those. But I need to just accept that the universe wants to take me in this direction so that I can get aligned with that. Like, I don't need to work hard to get the husband that I really want to be with. Like, I don't need to just be in this masculine energy of like working on myself and just like planning and implementing all these things. Like, of course, that's stuff that we need to do on a day-to-day basis in a different way. But I just feel like I'm stepping more in my femininity. And like, literally, I'm in this energy of like, I'm just going to receive things. Like, things are going to come to me because I'm trusting that they're going to come to me. And I'm going the direction of which I want to go. I want to go. And like, really, I think it's helpful when we have all of our energy and all of our time and all of our space being able to be dedicated to this journey. And again, this does not mean that you can't do this if you're in a relationship, or let's say you're a mother, or let's say like whatever your situation is. I think that we do have some space in our life to put our energy into just really understanding ourselves and like doing what feels good. And I think that that's the energy that I'm in right now. I feel like the things that I experience in life are, a lot of them are things for my own journey, but also to share with you guys in hopes that it can, I don't know, help you see things differently, experience life differently, and feel good. I don't know. I hope it did. But yeah, I went on tangents, but I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. I am probably going to record another one. I don't know when, but this week, I don't know. Like, I've just been on a roll. Like, again, I've been in this flow of like, you know, I'm just going to share and talk and just put out content when I want. But also, don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Glow Up Secrets. I will be posting 2 videos a week, which I know it's kind of a stretch, but I think that I can do it. Like, I mean, that's what I'm wanting to do right now. So anyways, I'm like convincing myself over the podcast, but yes, go subscribe. This week, if you're listening to this podcast episode, there'll be a video out on femininity and like stepping into femininity, and another one about, actually don't really know. There's a few that are pre-recorded. Either way, there's some videos on there that I think will be very helpful for you guys. And of course, if you like this episode, please screenshot it and tag me on Instagram. I love to see it. And yeah, I will talk to you girlies in the next one. Bye.